October 12th, Thomas Bilney.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real life stories about men.
Thomas Bilney first found forgiveness through a translation of the Bible done by Erasmus. As he grew in faith, he studied the writings of William Tyndale, and Thomas spoke out every chance he got. He preached that every man had a right to read the scriptures in his own language. In 1531, Thomas Bilney was burned at the stake. Here's the story.
Faltering in your faith? God is the God of a fresh start. Kind-hearted Thomas Bilney found it hard to be kind-hearted to himself. In a confused state of mind, he had made a compromising decision, and now he found himself imprisoned in a hellish self-reproach that he thought he had left behind. From his unremarkable beginning, Thomas grew up to be well-mannered and studious. He was known as a man of strong character and integrity. Born in Norfolk, England, he attended Cambridge University and became a priest, studying at Trinity Hall. But Thomas suffered privately. Burdened under the weight of his own sin, no matter how obediently he kept God's laws or observed the many rules and obligations of the church, it was never enough to satisfy his troubled soul. At Cambridge University, he learned of a new translation of the New Testament by Erasmus, but the Pope had forbidden the clergy to read it. Tormented by his need of salvation and searching for truth outside the strict parameters of the Pope, Thomas smuggled the translation into his private chamber. He read from Paul's letter to Timothy, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of exception, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief," from 1 Timothy 1:15. Thomas thought, "I am also like Paul, the greatest of sinners, but Christ saves sinners." This simple truth released him from the condemnation of the law. When Thomas was able to trust the blood of Christ alone, his only hope, he became a changed man. Thomas shared his faith with others freely. He even influenced the highly renowned Hugh Latimer, a fellow priest and a gifted orator. But other priests began to see Thomas as a growing threat. While preaching Christ, he denounced the worship of relics and saints and the need for making pilgrimages, and this angered the other clergy. Thomas was arrested on May 28, 1527, and brought before the bishop's court at Westminster. He had a choice. He could stop his controversial preaching or be burned at the stake until he was dead. Under tremendous pressure from the authorities and his friends, Thomas wavered. If he saved his life, he could still serve God, he reasoned. In a weak and compromised state of mind, Thomas agreed to stop preaching, but they still convicted him as a heretic and imprisoned him for 2 years. It was then in the dungeon of St. Paul's Cross, a deep and crippling despair returned to haunt Thomas. He barely found the courage to lift his eyes toward heaven. Yet God, in his great mercy, forgave him and reignited in him a new resolve to serve the Lord. Thomas was filled with new determination. He renounced his former decision and was eager to make up for his wasted years in prison. He returned to preaching the simplicity of faith and began distributing Tyndale's New Testaments printed in the language of the people. As expected, Thomas was rearrested and charged as a relapsed heretic. He was condemned to die at the stake in Norwich. In a sunken field called Lollard's Pit, Thomas succumbed to the flames while repeating the name of Jesus, "and I believe." Do you feel you are faltering in your faith? Is God calling you to restate your faith in Jesus Christ? Are you ready for a fresh start? God is the God of a fresh start.
Hello, men. October 12th, the story of Thomas Bilney. My name is Chuck Stecker. I'm the executive director of A Chosen Generation, an intergenerational teaching ministry for churches. You know, I love the story of Thomas Bilney. I often wonder at times, jumping to the end where he gave his life, if I could do that. And there are stories that we could share about it. But let me go to the very first line. The very first line of this story was, kind-hearted Thomas found it difficult to be kind-hearted to himself. You know, that was really the story of my father, who came to know the Lord a month before his 70th birthday. I've shared this at multiple times in different fragments, but I've been discipling my father for several years. He'd been a member of five different churches. No one ever asked him if he knew Jesus at different places. But it was on a night, sitting there in the Wellington Apartments in Wichita, Kansas, when I was answering questions, and my father had his Bible with the tabs in it. And then it dawned, I said, "Dad, you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, have you?" My father was kind of a little rattlesnake. You back him into a corner, he'd coil and be ready to strike. He said, "No, and if that's why you came in here, I'm not doing it either." He had no idea what I was talking about, in a sense. I had gone these years taking him through scriptures and things, but that final step, well, he did know. Here was his problem. Like kind-hearted Thomas Bilney, kind-hearted Charles W. Stecker Sr., who was kind-hearted at that time. Oh, he'd been a scoundrel before that, let me tell you. He couldn't be kind-hearted to himself. You see, he believed the gospel was the greatest deal out there. And he'd be silly for not accepting God's offer because of what Jesus did. It was my father that couldn't be kind-hearted to himself. And he couldn't come to grasp that that was good for him too, and that Jesus died for him. Short time later that evening, my father slid off of a chair he was in. I was sitting next to him at an angle, weeping, crying. And he said, "I have to do this. I just don't know how." And there, holding my father in my arms, I, of course, I didn't cry. You know, I was an airborne ranger, special forces, tougher than Superman's kneecap and Chinese arithmetic. No, none of that emotional stuff for me. I bawled like a baby and held my father, because on that night, his eternity was secured in heaven above. And so, Lord, I just lift up every guy here. If they have not made that decision, I pray your blessings on them in Jesus' name, to give them the courage to step forward and know, just like kind-hearted Thomas had to understand, he had to be kind-hearted to himself. The deal was good for him too. God bless you.